With that came out the other Terry, showing a calm smile and a look full of love. "Oh. Oh. Let us free the hands of this wonderful being," he said, and proceeded to release to my friend. The other was petrified. His mind was depending on the will of Ami, but the beams did not affect him because he had the object in his hand. Ami separated his fingers, gently took the cylinder and directed a beam to him. The face of the Terry was illuminated. "Oh. What being of the highest evolution," he said enraptured, while taking delight in contemplating of Ami. Other was idolizing him with a smile that seemed idiotic to me. "He is a saint. Is an angel. What a fortune to be able to contemplate one of them so closely." Then I remembered that on my world many spiritual thoughts produce weakness, that's why they move away from them and choose brute force or material power as a resource of protection or predominance. But here were two of the most fierce men of Kia who, in spite of the innumerable trainings in martial arts and in use of the weapons they had, were completely in favor of Ami, who had not chosen the way of the brute force in his life but that of the interior development. "Tell me what happened with the key," he ordered them. "Oh. Yes. It was changed a few minutes ago. Flags of war, it must be answered with flaming big heads," answered the man of the PP, pleased for being able to help. "What was that made you doubt me and to decide to ask me for the password?" "Oh. Your soft voice and so kind manners. Here nobody says please regrettably. Ah, now it is clear it is difficult to me to be such a beast. Also tongue has a very ugly smell. I understand. Well. Now help me to liberate my friends of the case, cardumen." "No, no. The case is already not any cardumen but emblems. Its key was also changed." "Ah, thank you. Go take me towards them and try to behave in a military way. Oh yes, and that God help us in this noble cause. To be able to help a being of such a high evolution, what am I saying? I was completely atheistic. Keep the reflections, contemplations and praises for a moment of lesser risk than this one. Oh. Yes. No, none of this. Oh. Yes. Say, yes chief. Yes chief. And take this smile, are you faces, remember that here no one smiles. Oh. Yes. I said say, yes chief. Yes chief. The three began to walk towards the corridors. I was looking more nervous than a cockroach in a henhouse. Faster. Walk as if you were furious because there are cameras and observers, observe ITS screens. Oh. Yes. I say, yes chief. On having penetrated a door, a pair of guards asked them for the password. Flags of war. Flaming big heads. Ami answered with a more aggressive voice, now that of the very same tongue. He had learned the lesson. Where do you go? Towards the prisoners of the case emblems. Go ahead. I sighed relieved. Ami had managed to put in his favor the adverse circumstances, but, for how long? It seems that Daddy has bathed for the first time in his life, mentioned maliciously one of the guards who were guarding the entry from where Ami and his two assistants were leaving. The other answered, so it seems. He did not leave his perfume this time. And they started laughing furtively. I was glad that they had taken the matter in so lightly. Further on an elevator appeared, they entered, the door closed but I could see them. Flags of war. Said a voice from a speaker. Flaming big heads. Ami Terry thundered. Authorized. Somehow I knew that if the password had not been the suitable one, this elevator had gone directly towards severely armed investigators. Ami observed the Terrys who were adoring him with their sight, trying to simulate his high spiritual emotion, indicated the button panel like asking which one to press. One of them did it and the vehicle started towards the cellar's most complex and armored place of the headquarters of the political police, and then I stopped seeing them. While I was looking at the screen, I was requesting that everything was going off well, but the time passed and passed and nothing happened. Occasionally I saw some terrorists going in and out of the elevator, but nothing more, until suddenly the worst thing happened. The alarm was sounding stridently throughout the barracks. Immediately one entire troop of armed men came up to the doors of elevator, even the real Tunk, who was shouting infuriated while he was waiting the doors to open, which never did so. These sons of bitch blocked the elevator. Go by the stairs, one squad. The next moment one of them returned, The enemy blocked the doors of the stairs as well. Demolish them then? Yes, Chief. I was driven to despair, especially when I began to feel the explosions, but moments later something wonderful happened. The doors of the elevator were opened and out of them a blue flash arose, and then the whole brilliant cloud of golden points went away, expanding in the corridor, making approximately 50 love illuminated armed terrorists that were over there. Even Tunk, who wanted to kiss the hand of his double when he came out with Gora Klukwa and Vinka. She was smiling happily. They were also under the effects of the spiritual beams. Then I activated the yellow light so that my friends could enter it, which they did immediately, while 50 shaggy terrorists, soft like lambs they were, seeing them off with blessings and the brilliant eyes of emotion. Press the transformation key, Pedro Amiteri said from the room of reception. The four had come safe and healthy. I pressed the key and he returned to his normal appearance. I went to embrace Vinka, who was looking at me as if she was seeing a species of god, while Gora and Klukwa in rapture and idolizing Ami. I was grateful that everything had come out well. Ami shot three green flashes and they recovered their habitual minds. They hugged us strongly with Vinka. She started sobbing of emotion. But Gora went on from the most sweet mysticism to the most intense anger. These bailiffs, scoundrels, animals, evil-born beasts. I understood that they had treated you very badly. Forget it, advised him, Ami, taking his arm. Already you are safe. They put current in my... in. Oh. How I wanted to kill them. And you saved yourself on time, because they always begin with soft methods, later they apply the hard systems. Fortunately they managed to torture neither Vinka nor Klukwa. No, I did not know the class of beasts that... Klukwa was crying. I neither, Gora, and now? What are we going to do? We cannot anymore return to our house. Ami spoke to them clearly, forget that. You have to leave aside forever the past, the house, its objects, everything. Imagine that a hurricane happened and devastated the house, but you are alive and safe. Yes, but now we do not have anything. Do not say that, Gora, you have something very valuable, love, and this is the most beautiful thing of the universe. Gora pondered a little and then embraced Klukwa and Vinka. You are right, child, this is the most valuable. But on the other hand, we do not anymore have the right to walk free on the street. Perhaps we must ask for political asylum in another country. Do not even think it, Gora. If you were a common and current politician of the time, yes. But you are related to the VIP topic, extraplanetary life, and you already know that there is much paranoia and ambition with regard to this subject matter. You would not be safe in any place. And what we can do then? Shouted desperately Klukwa. Do not worry, we will take you to the hut of Kratu in the Utna mountain. The you will be safe and you will be able to rest until it is decided what to do. Ami took the control of the ship and instantaneously we were located in Utna. Then it was dawning. We descended in the farm of Kratu. Trask was affectionate with us, although not too much with Gora. What a divine farm. Moved, Klukwa said, contemplating the tones of the sky in the horizon, which were going from violet to red-orange as the sun began to set behind hills. Gora began to show a lot of interest in the place. He was inhaling the mountain air, looking at all the sides, paying attention to the wonderful concert that they were producing, the singings of an enormous variety of birds in the dawn. For them it was like having come from hell, the torture and the cell of the PP to the paradise in just a few minutes. What a beautiful garden. Look at those mufflers, Gora, these ambricas, frinders and melanias. Those boarizers, these trees of Tupa, of Bura, Bureau of Hoho. And also there are Kikis, Guajos and Zubias, Klukwa. I only had seen them in the supermarket. Yes, I too. This is my first time in a rural garden. Oh, here there are aromatic herbs, longuchas, tenkas and zumbaras. And also there are flowers, Gora. Look at those pipias, those so enormously urindas and colorful. Their eyes were coming out of their orbits as we were approaching towards the hut. Here there is Mufflo's liquor. Gora exclaimed on having seen the wine vault of the hermit. I need one gulp and a bed. And I also, Klukwa said humbly. Then go ahead, go into the hut. We entered and Vinka opened the windows. What a folk place, Gora. It is just as in the series of the TV The Little House of Mountain. I must admit that this is very beautiful Klocke, but after sleeping we will see more. Sleep is bursting me. Here they have a mattress on the floor that you will be able to sleep calmly. What a very typical thing. This, are there no creeping ones somewhere here? Klocke asked with true fear. No Klocke. At this heights, on the mountains the creeping ones do not come and also not the lesser poisonous ones. Ami calmed her down. And pitter-patters? Neither Klocke. But in this corner close to the roof I see a pitter-patter web. Ah yes. But these pitter-patters do not sting the people. They are there to eat up the annoying one shupatines and to the zumbozas that might come flying from the outside. Here there is nothing that can hurt you. Gora proceeded towards the mattress, which was not very comfortable for him because it was not made for a gigantic Terry. Ami went towards him. I need Vinka in the ship until tomorrow. She is invited to have dinner in the house of Pedro's grandmother. The dinner would have already finished, but in a few minutes we can be there and to reactivate the holiday, which now will be finished with the presence of Vinka. And later I have to show them some important things. Do you give her permission, Gora? You said that you were going to do it. The Terry already had the eyes closed. Eh? Daughter, yes, but if she behaves. Zzzzzzzzzzz. Tomorrow we will be back here, and if you are hungry there in the kitchen there must be a pan with a disgusting garablo stew in hot sauce that Grato. On having listened to that, Gora woke up and joined very interested. Garablo in hot sauce? Dot where? Dot. Vinka indicated to Klocke where the kitchen was and she started warming the pan, happy to be in such a rustic place. How marvelous! A firewood kitchen. Gora only was thinking now about the stew. Garablo. Delightful. My favorite delicacy. They are very scarce because they cannot grow in captivity. Where does Krato obtain garablos? In this very place, Uncle Lys is full of wild garablos. You did not see them because they leave very early when the sun is a little higher. Krato has traps to catch them. Then this is a paradise. Stay here to have dinner with us. Gora was getting enthusiastic and even tried to be kind, which surprised me. No thank you, Gora. First I had to see the sinister remains of a butchered animal, now is a jumble of mutilations of Garablo. What awaits me if I remain here? Been grateful but no thanks. Why cannot you eat fresh fruits and vegetables? Gora did not feel diminished by Ami's comment. You should see how substantial a Garablo stew is instead of criticizing. I prefer not to contaminate my organism with substances of low vibratory quality. Thank you very much for the kind and generous invitation, but we need to go. While the meal warmed up in the stove, we'll say goodbye. Gora was so filled with enthusiasm with the rural place and with the perspective of a Garablo in hot sauce that he passed the hand with Muffalo's juice, and he seemed to have forgotten his worries with regard to Vinka and the PP. Now he was in another world, a world more benign with resplendent sceneries, a prolific garden, fat Garablos reachable with hand and lot of fermented juice. Soon we were going again in the direction of the earth. It is already much late there, I pointed out. My grandmother and Krato must have gone to bed. You are wrong, Pedro. I have just thrown a glance and they are still chatting over a dessert. They have much to converse. Then we still have time to go. Sure. Your grandma was right. It would not harm you to listen to her advice occasionally. Vinka wanted to find out about this matter, and we told her that she was right on having thought that we would come on the same night. She is very intuitive. No, it is not that, rather has a very powerful faith, Ami explained to her. I feel that your grandma is going to like me, Pedro. Certainly Vinka and you also will like her. Later I asked, Ami, what did you do on having gone out of the elevator in the armored sector? Nothing, I was launching those golden lights in the corridors and the spellbound terrace were craving to helping me. They led me up to our friends and helped me to liberate them, including the very same Gora's tormentors who became affectionate and sweet with me. But the guards who were watching the monitors made the alarm sound when they saw that Tunk was on the screen and before them at the same time. Then I said to my numerous assistants that they should block the doors and should maintain the elevator arrested. They did that. This way we came up through the beam that you lit and it brought to us to this ship. Simple. Yes, simple but for him. Later Vinca recaptured the central point of our eagerness, I hope Uncle Gora authorizes me to live on the earth. I believe that what has happened in these days might have softened his heart. I do not want to be a killjoy, Vinca, but do not get enthusiastic too much. I thought the same at first, but now I suspect that Goro is programmed to prevent always the happiness of the others. He really is a killjoy by vocation. The fact is that the poor uncle had a too rigid and severe upbringing. Vinca explained happiness is something prohibited for him. But all the sufferings that has happened lately might change him. I said. The suffering is a teacher the child of the stars showed. But its teachings are very expensive, they leave ugly wounds in the soul. And it can become addictive also. Sometimes the people get accustomed to suffering so much that they cannot decide in favor of another kind of life. If they miss suffering, they feel like air is lacking. And there exist still others who think that God likes to see his sons to suffer, and so they look for frightful lives. That's why the best teacher who exists is called love, and the real love is the result of a good balance between kindness and intelligence. But regrettably for the time being, Goro is not at this necessary height. 8 Hexis, we are already arriving to your house, Pedro. We threw a glance at the monitor. On the screen there appeared Krato and my grandma dying with laughter sitting at the table. Then I seized at Terry's neck with the arm to another side with another arm, and I made his hit the huge-headed ones. Their heads burst like pumpkins, but inside there was nothing at all, because inside at Terry's head there is nothing. Ho ho ho. Ha ha ha. My grandmother was seconding him happily. Krato was telling her his lies, his pleasantries, rather, because he knew very well that nobody was going to believe his exaggerations. Vinca was perplexed, but, what is happening here? This gentleman looks like Krato, but it is not he. We explained to her the changes to which he was submitted. Then and there she wanted the tummy fattened her legs, but he said that for the time being she would have to remain like how she is. I.e. the whole beautiful girl, he said like a flirtatious comment. She looked at her legs and did not agree. My grandmother was stimulating Krato to keep on fantasizing. And with the third Terry, what did do you, Krato? Ah, that one. Yes. Now I remember it. He was big and wide like a bull that I saw yesterday on the television. Yui. The frightful Terry was spitting, throwing froth from the mouth and sparks from the eyes. He prepared himself to hit me. The hate was pouring out of him. He threw some dirt backwards with a paw seized with impulse and came above to throw me from the precipice. I was on the rim and only it was provided with handles to defend myself. And what did you do then? Nothing at all. When I was at a finger's distance, I moved to one side rapidly. And? I said ole, and the Terry went far away into the abyss. Ho ho ho. Ha ha ha. Evidently this pair is highly compatible, Amy indicated with an accomplice smile. Vinca was filled with enthusiasm. She is a very nice and happy lady. She is going to receive us very well. Be sure of that, Vinca. Amy stopped the ship over my house of the beach. We have arrived. We are going to join below in this celebration. We descended through the beam of yellow light and presented ourselves before them. They could not believe that everything had been solved so rapidly and that Vinca there. The holiday was recommencing, and now with all nobody was missing. My grandmother was looking admiringly at and caressing my fiancé. Vinca is a wonderful creature, Pedrito. A little different on the outside compared to what is normal here, but it is seen that inside she is a very good girl. I knew that Saint Cirillo was not going to fail me. Did you see? You are the actual champion, Zodiacal child. How did you rescue Vinca and her uncle and aunt from the armored sector of the PP? Amy told the story, and we gave a happy general applause to the child of the stars. Later he said that I had helped him and that also I was deserving an applause, and so they applauded me. My grandmother was happy. And now, although it was late, the happiness continued in this house. Also, we were in holidays and nobody was working here tomorrow. I will serve you dinner, Vinca. I will come. Make yourself comfortable here. What happiness, my God. And I want another plate, I said, because earlier I had eaten only half. Soon the meal came. What a good aroma. Said Vinca. but I do not know if I am going to like this food. Although it smells wonderful. Vinka, you are going to love it. Imagine that it is a garbolo. Let's see. Let me try this meat which looks so soft. I like it very much. Puff. I return and once I am going to my ship to eat my healthy food because I have almost not eaten the entire day. I will be back. Bring it here and we will all eat together, my grandmother said. I am afraid that it is not possible, Lily, because on having seen and after it smells what you eat, my appetite is gone. But I will return at once. The color of the wine attracted the attention of Vinka. This drink has a very pretty color. The wine is a delight, Vinka. Do you want to try it? My grandmother asked her. Yes, please, Lily. Here you have only one small glass for children. More wine, Kratto. Not now, thank you very much, Lily. I was imagining that Kratto was half drunk, that's why I was surprised on seeing him push back the drink. Do not say to me that you are not going to take any more wine, Kratto. I do not know of what you speak, earthling child. It happens that I do not drink rapidly because I like very much to drink. I do not understand you, Kratto. When I drink I do it slowly, Betro, tasting every gulp, because if I drink rapid it gives me sleep and I start snoring, and this holiday is wonderful, I would not love to lose, and I do not also want to deprive myself of the aptitude to enjoy the exquisite flavor of this beautiful terrestrial discovery called wine. I must recognize that the juice of my flows next to the wine is at the level of a rude rustic concoction. What is the name of the fruit from which this juice of the gods comes? I went to the fridge and sliced a bunch of grapes. These ones. There are called grapes. What a beautiful bunch, Extrachiano child. They are wonderful. Allow me to try one, exclaimed Vinka. Sure. Exquisite. It seems to me that Sankrata Warehouse will create a division in this world. Ho ho ho. Now when I remember, did you feed Trask? Yes, Kratto. My uncle and aunt remained in your hut, who will take care of Trask. Your Bugo likes them very much. What demonic things is that Terry doing in my hut? Ami was returning. It was the best place available for hiding them, Kratto. I hope it does not bother you. Hum. This is. He looked at my grandmother, who was smiling tenderly. No, it of course does not bother me. And this way Trask will remain accompanied. How long are they going to stay there, Ami? Kratto did not seem very satisfied in spite of his attempt of hiding it. If you want, we can return right now. I leave you there and take Vinka's uncle and aunt to the other side. Shall we go, Kratto? No. I was asking about it with simple curiosity. Also. Aslo what, Kratto? Well, we had spoken about the possibility of I remaining somewhere here. That he remains on the earth, Ami. He is already transformed into an earthling. And where would he live? The Child of White asked us. Here with us for sure. Through Grandma? I would be pleased. Vinka would sleep in my room and Kratto in that which is empty. Ami seemed to agree with these arrangements. Very well for me, there is no problem. Are you ready not to return any more to your hut, Kratto? The old man got excited. That is. The truth is that I did not help something like this to happen so soon, and there were many years in that beautiful place. Sniff. But I already once had me to leave all my past behind when I transformed myself in Swamma. Not even the toothbrush I could take with me, and I will tell you that I was very but very important rich, and not that is already of no interest. The past needs to be always left behind, true Ami? Right, Kratto. Exactly for this purpose the death exists. How is this, Cosmonaut child? You are very attached to everything, to your places, to your dear ones, to your belongings, to your predictions, to your ideas, to your appearance, to your memories, to your routines, to everything. And the universe needs that its creatures are evolving, being perfected by means of other experiences, other situations, other places, others, persons, other ideas. But due to your fidelity, the only way that is left to be able to go on to other learning situations and also of happiness is by means of decline and destruction of the clothes of this body. And then farewell to the fidelities, to another story, to turn the sheet again, the end, and that they have left not even the memory except much, much depth of the soul. And then do we die? Vinka asked. You do not leave another way than that of being estranged by force, but if you were less attached, as it happens with souls of higher evolution, they would not need that one hard process called death. They would leave easily aside their fidelities and would move voluntarily to the new situations that the universe has prepared for them. Also, they would not lose the memory of the previous situation. In my memory are all my previous lives since I was half a gorilla up to today. We all remained very thoughtful before the simple explanation of Ami. Many times I had doubted the God's kindness on having thought that why he had invented something so painful like the death. But now, thanks to this explanation, the death was acquiring for me a sense that it was not contradictory with the idea of love God, because it is a natural that the love looks for our evolution, for our improvement, and if we are not capable of overcoming voluntarily our fidelities, we do not leave another way than of to be pushed by force out of one situation to pass through another. You are right, Neutronic Child. Someday I had to leave that place, separation was inevitable, and if that is like that, if that time is right now, so be it. Already am here, I will stay here forever. Along with this beautiful lady, yes, he said, taking my grandmother by her shoulder. She brought her head over to the breast of the mountain dweller, smiling pleased. It was clear that the romance was already armed, but now it was not bothering me, on the contrary. I liked the idea always of having Kratto around her close by. Suddenly he remembered something. But Trask. And his eyes became damp. Ami started laughing. Trask is going to be well. I will take charge of him, Kratto. He trusts in me. Can you do it? That is. Sniff. I believe, yes. I trust in you, and I am grateful to you for it, Ami. You are welcome, Kratto. Further on I will deal with your insertion in this world, we will see to it. Well, it is time to finish such a nice meeting. It is late, and tomorrow I have to lead you to knowing other things, children. The bed of Vinca is already prepared in my room beside mine. But do not get enthusiastic too much, you already know how Goro is. Very well, I have to go back to the ship, and I will return tomorrow. We said goodbye and I went to bed almost without being able to believe what was happening. Vinca would sleep in my house. My happiness has no limits except for what might happen with Gora. But it was one very hard day and it was much late. Scarcely I put the head in my pillow, I fell into a deep sleep. Next day I woke up, few soft knocks on my door. Still half asleep, I did not remember what had happened the previous day, I did not remember anything, that's why I said, come in, grandma. But instead of my grandmother, the beautiful Vinca appeared, bringing a tray in her hands. It seemed to me that I was dreaming during the most beautiful sleep of the world, but it was not a sleep. My soulmate was bringing to me the breakfast in that tray, the breakfast and all her fondness. Oh, Vinca. You did not have to bother. Thank you very much. It is not an inconvenience, Pedro, it is a real pleasure. Did you sleep well? She sat down next to me, looking tenderly. Oh yes, very well. Thanks to you. And did you sleep well? It was one of the most beautiful nights of my life. Knowing that I was so quite near of you. My grandmother also appeared. Good morning, kid. You have to hurry, because Ami and Kratto are already ready and they are waiting for you. What, Ami came already? Yes, some time ago. And why did not you wake me up earlier? Vinca wanted you to rest a little more. She is going to take care of you very much, she said with true implication. Let us go inside and look at what the lazy bitro is doing, Ami said, Kratto coming in. See the room with Ami. For me, that I have no brothers and that I am used to certain solitude at home, that one was a very curious situation. Normally nobody enters my room when I am put to bed, and now there was Vinca, my grandmother, Kratto and Ami. Then I realized that Kratto was dressed in a beach shirt, shorts, sneakers and white stockings, beach clock also with a little plastic red mailbox and a cap with visor. Now yes, that was looking like a common and current earthling. Where from did you extract these clothes, Kratto? Ha ha ha. Ami went forward to answer, I brought them to him. Do you like Kratto? No. I mean yes. But this child is laughing at me, do I look like a big ugly bird? Yes, of course, Vinca said laughing. For her these garbs also were strange. But my grandmother encouraged it. No, Ukrato, you turn out to be very well dressed like this, very sportive and juvenile. You look very well, Krato, I said. I was laughing. About profit to beach playboy. But it is not a mockery. Are you ready for a return into the stars, Pedro?